With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Our weather this past year has been record-setting. We started with record-setting rainfall over the winter in many parts of the state, followed by a warmer, drier summer than most. Washington State climatologist Nick Bond says we should expect a reasonably wet La Nina winter this year instead of having to worry about a winter like we had a few years back.
Certainly compared to 14-15, when it was just so warm, we actually had near normal amounts of precipitation, but it was so warm. No snowpack, and could see, you know, the hardship there. And I know the dry land wheat farmers really took it on the chin in 2015.
Bond says looking further out, the summer is more difficult to predict.
You know, really looking out into the crystal ball or deep into it, and it gets fuzzier and fuzzier. The forecast out of the Climate Prediction Center, and again, based on the trends, I'm pretty comfortable with those, is to have a summer on the warm side. Not necessarily, again, just like what we've had in 2017, but compared to the historical means on the warm side, because in part that's what the models are saying, and in part that's what the trends are indicating.
Bond says fall is our shortest season in terms of fall-like weather and the most difficult to predict. But with things already beginning to cool off, especially in eastern Washington, he expects real autumn weather is just a few weeks away.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.